Welcome to another edition of the Lent's Lowdown here on as we talk this Wednesday. We're in January. It's January 15th. What, 3 months away from tax day? Just thinking of that now. But Coach, welcome. Welcome in. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, John. And you?
I'm doing just great. Okay. Of course, Lady Giants, only one game to talk about this week, and that was Friday night's game against North Central, part of the doubleheader. Great crowd on hand. Lady Giants come up a little short, though, in the game. Talk about the North Central game.
We had a great first half. We came out, played very well, very aggressively. Still had trouble shooting the ball fairly well, but our defense turned them over quite a few times. Matter of fact, I think it was like 11, 12 turnovers just in the first half that we created. And we were able to score off a lot of those. And we had a nice lead at one point. The last minute and a half of the second quarter didn't go very well for us. A couple of strategic mistakes on the part of our kids when we were holding for one shot to end it gave too many opportunities for them to close the gap down to seven. And then we opened up the third quarter doing some really good things. We got to the line a lot. As a matter of fact, with 3:26 to go in the third quarter, we had already been to the line 10 times in the quarter. Unfortunately, we only hit two of them, and we had missed a couple of layups. And at that point, I took a timeout, and we talked and tried to bolster confidence more than – because it wasn't X's and O's. Obviously, we were getting fouled. You know, we were getting shots and putting them in bad positions, but nothing was going down. And I could just kind of see by the body language, our kids were kind of like, oh, no, what's – you know, what's going to happen now? And had I had the stats and everything right in front of me at that point, when I watched the video, I saw that at that 3:26 mark, we were 2 for 10 from the line, and we'd missed those two layups. If we just hit 6 out of the 8 that we missed and one of the layups, we're still ahead by the 7 we were ahead at halftime. And then that changes the whole complexion of the game. But we tried to bolster confidence, say, hey, we're doing good, we're getting in line, we're gonna start dropping shots. And we never did. We just kept missing and, you know, kind of got into the kids' head a little bit, and things just didn't go our way. I think we proved that we can play with one of the best teams in the state, because they are. We've just got to keep our composure, and even though we're not that young anymore by this point in the season, sometimes – kids, all kids, just kind of tend to use that maybe as an excuse, and we just can't do that. All right.
One thing we talked about on last week's episode was practice time, and you finally, again, gotten some practice time here this week. So how will that benefit as you continue to move through the final, what, four games of the year?
Well, we're going to work on execution a lot, as well as shooting and ball handling and our defense. Our defense has got to be a stalwart for us. Like I said, in the first half, we played awfully well. And even for the most part in the second half, we didn't play bad defensively. You know, we took some things away from them. And there were some turnovers in a stretch there in the early fourth quarter that kind of helped them to get the game out of hand. They weren't really scoring on our defense. They were scoring on our offense. So I'm pretty happy with the defense. We can always get better like everything else. But we're going to continue to try to stress defensively what we can, you know, kind of pressure we can put on people and create turnovers as much as possible, and then work on a little bit more offensive efficiency and work a lot on shooting.
Well, and coming up on Saturday, another home game. This one's against an arch rival, a team just to the north of us, coached by a person who knows Ben Davis well because he's the former boys basketball coach at Ben Davis, Coach Scott White. And the Pike Red Devils will come in on Saturday, which is another opportunity to get a win in the MIC. What about the Red Devils? What should fans expect on Saturday?
Well, they're young and inexperienced, but they're very athletic, and they like to get after you defensively. They play a pretty tenacious zone defense, they're going to come at us. They're going to try to run the ball. They shoot a lot of threes. So if we can get in their face and make them miss a lot of those threes, why, that's obviously very good for us. So we're going to have to make sure that we do work on our closeouts and things like that. We've been working about half of our practice time so far, and that's my plan the rest of the week, to work about half on us, just perfecting what we do, and then the other half kind of looking at trying to take some things away from them.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you luck on Saturday against the Red Devils. We'll have coverage of that game about 1:30. depending on how long the JV game goes. Should be about 1:30 p.m. right here on Giant 90.9. Anything else, Coach?
No, we're good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this has been another edition of the Lentz Lowdown.